time I met Ken, he was in the 7th grade and I was in the 5th grade. I had heard that this Mullen boy had a pony, and you all saw that pony at the first of the slide. I had heard that he had this pony, and then I hiked to Mullen, Idaho, to see this little brown and white pony. Boy, was I jealous. My dream of owning a ranch with horses came to pass, but when we moved to Deer Park, we got reacquainted with Ken and Nancy. Bert and Nancy knew each other in high school. Ken and I started to go to auctions in the Spokane area. Anything that involved horses at the fairgrounds found us going through the barns a number of times. When Roberta and I started snowbird to Mesa, Arizona, Ken was waiting for me. He had books, magazines, auction dates, and events that covered anything to do with horses. I found that we were in a little bit of horse heaven. The four of us went to glamorous and very expensive Arabian and quarter horse shows. When nothing else was planned, Ken and I drove to the redneck and Mexican auctions out in the desert. There were two old and weather-worn bleachers. The wind always blew, but we loved it. We knew every tack shop at the radius of 100 miles. The owners started to nod at us when we had come in. Although they knew we never did buy anything. We went to a parade in Wickburg that boasted of 1,000 horse parade. Ken sat on the curb and counted each and every horse that came by. At the end of the parade, he stood up in a very loud voice and said, "This is false advertising. There are only 881 horses." I cannot carry a tune, and he was not into sports as I was, but when it came to horses, we were one. I loved him as a brother, and I cannot tell you how much I will miss him. So Ken, my friend, be at peace in horse heaven. Thank you.